Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the other things there at the that website. And archives, articles, brain trust members, and also a poll. We have a poll question on the homepage. So click on that, and when you click and submit your answer, it'll show you how you all the other people have voted and how you stack rank with them, how you can see where you're, whether you're in line with the majority or not. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you'd like to follow me there. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest. She's joining us all the way from Toronto, Canada. She is the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. She's one of our top online experts, especially in the area of email. Christina, by the way, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me online, ChristinaCavanaugh.com.
And that's Christina with an H and Cavanaugh with no U.
Exactly.
And so, and you can Google her too, folks. You'll find her easily there. Christina, holidays, it's the summertime. A lot of people taking holidays. We call them vacations in the United States, in Canada, and Europe. You guys call them holidays. You like the idea of taking a holiday, not just a holiday period, but maybe even a holiday from your technology. What do you think?
Well, it's a good question to ask. I mean, email is attached to work, and if we are taking holidays, which is away from work, or vacation away from work, should we take a vacation from email and all the technology? Personally, I think we should. I think it's a good idea. Some of your listeners might be horror-stricken going,
oh, my God, oh,
I have to be away from my devices for like a week?
There are people gasping all over the world right now.
You know, but I actually think that people should truly consider doing that. Now, I think for your listeners, because they're small business and they've got their hands into everything and every email could be potential business, they're worried about being away from it. But I think that there's things that you can do to prep, you know, for that. I think people understand when you are away on a vacation, and I think it's okay to put a nice out-of-office email
right. That
says that your business is important to me. I'm off for a week fishing at a cabin or
right. Something
like that, and I promise I will get back to you on this date.
Mm-hmm.
I think people could probably handle something.
But how many times do you get one? Have you ever? I've gotten one of those before from other people, mm-hmm. and then in about 5 minutes they'd respond to my email.
Well, it
was all baloney.
Well, I get that too, because what happens? It just happened to me last week, and what happens is people will put the out of office message on, but they're monitoring
their
emails. And to me, that's just like being half pregnant. You know,
right. It's
like,
well, the way I took it was that I was honored because they were obviously only returning certain emails, and so they returned mine. So I felt honored about that. But you're right. But you know, I think here's what we do. Let's don't take the candy away from them all at once. What if we just encourage people just to close up their email window on their desktop? And just close it up and not look at it for an hour. You know, I think that's enough to give people the shakes, you know, some people the shakes. Or if they're outside, if they're roaming around, you know, away from the office, you know, have them leave your cell phone in your car when you go into a restaurant. How about that? That makes people need to go to the bar and have a drink.
Yeah. Well, true. And I think this idea of that we've created such an attachment to all our devices that I think it's good for us to honor the detaching or the non-attachment principle and get away from some of that technology. As you say, even for an hour, half a day. But I guess the definition of a vacation is something that your listeners have to ask themselves. So do I take a vacation from my chair in my office? Do I take a full vacation away from everything and focus on something else? I know people who've said to me that I go to the, they take vacation on the, to the remotest of places, like they'll go to Greenland,
yeah,
or they'll go to Japan or something like that, or Fiji. And the reason to go so remote is so that they can feel that they can leave electronics behind.
Right. Well,
it's a pretty expensive way to do it.
You're exactly right. And I'll tell you, what's funny, Christina, is when I tell some young people that, that it was a time when I actually made a living with an Underwood 5 typewriter and a big pen. You know, they think like, what? That was your technology? And I say, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We did okay. We made a living. The world survived. We made progress. And so you can do it. But I like your idea. I think it's a good idea. And what I really do is I do try to leave the cell phone, you know, someplace for a while. I don't take it to church. I don't take it to restaurants, you know, usually. And I'd like to encourage other people to do the same thing. Take these little bitty holidays, right? At least try to get you. I guess you got to wean yourself off, right? You can't do it cold turkey, right?
Well, I guess it depends. Some of us are able to do that. You know, I mean, it's like any other habit. Some can do cold turkey. Some can gradually do it.
Right.
But I think whichever method your listeners use, I think this summer it would be really nice for people to take little holidays or a big holiday.
I like that idea. I think you're onto something, Christina. Hey, Christina, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Looking forward to getting you back on again real soon. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. Christina with an H, Cavanaugh without any U's. And I'm going to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.